We're watching the sunset. It's really nice. We're at 6 at the Baltic, Gateshead in Newcastle. And I'm sat next to Herb Kim. I'm on table number one. I'm honoured. I think it's just closer to the toilets. They see me leave the room a lot. But a moment ago, I see two guys standing on stage. So I photograph them and flippantly say, Daft Punk Unmasked, because I didn't know what they were going to do. And then before I know it, they are explaining not only the wine, but every single ingredient going into the starter that we are about to eat. This is something, Herb, really close to my heart. The fact that we do not know and are not aware of what we are eating, why we are eating it, where it comes from, yet tonight's dinner is being explained to us, and we're even shown how it's being made, and we are learning about the origins of everything we are digesting. Where did you get this idea from?
I talked before about these books from Michael Pollan, two that I've read, In Defense of Food and The Omnivore's Dilemma. And he talks basically about how, what is it that causes the Western disease, that despite all of our money, our progress, our technology, that basically we suffer unusual levels of obesity, heart disease, stroke, etc., yeah? And basically what he blames it on is the so-called industrialization of food, where we have become very, very good as a society at producing lots and lots of tasty calories for less and less money all the time, yeah? But of course he talks about organic, he talks about local, he talks about biodynamic, things like that. For me, the main thing was just to be aware of what it is you're... It doesn't mean you can't have a pizza or a hamburger, but just try to be aware. There's something you do every single day, at least 3 times a day, and let's face it, probably more like 4 or 5 times a day. You stuff food down your mouth, and just to think, well, where is this stuff coming from? I mean, if you're gonna have meat, you know, it might be worth knowing. Is this, like, meat that you should really be... Particularly with children, right? I mean, I've got a 4.5-year-old now, so, I mean, I know you've got young children as well, so... You really start to think about these sort of things, and he presents a lot of compelling evidence to say, you know, basically we're eating a lot of crap. I mean, you know, and even we're feeding, the reason that all of our cows eat all these drugs and antibiotics, because they're eating a lot of crap, and it just, you know, it just sort of passes along, kind of thing.
It is a vicious circle.
And so I just wanted tonight to just say, hey, you know, one theme to take away from is think about what you're eating. Where does it come from? How is it processed?
Brilliant. And being mindful of your food is something I remember the first time I came... Well, being brought up on farms really helps, because you can't help but be connected to what you're eating. But personally, when I was in a meditation retreat in 1999, one of the days we were just taught entirely, be mindful of what you're eating. Think about every mouthful. And you're doing that tonight, kind of mainstream, with what we've been talking about today, technology,
yeah,
and all kinds of very, very disjointed, you know, thoughts connected, disconnected to what we are eating right now. And I just think it's a really nice touch. It's a really nice way to end the day. Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thanks, Christian. Thanks for noticing. I'm glad,
We're at Thinking Digital, in case you didn't know, because this will be hashtagged, no doubt, when I send it out to the interwebs as TDC10. So follow the hashtag if you want to know more about what the Thinking Digital conference is all about. But a few days left to go.
Yeah, that's right. So we're all day tomorrow and all day Thursday, and you know, we're looking forward to it.
Excellent. So hope we eat well and stay the course. Thank you.
Cheers.